You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Jordan, welcome, Snow FM.
G'day, Simo. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, man. Well, with 7 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock. That one featured Michelle Branch as well. We're going old school tracks for the next hour.
We are. Hey, Simo, what's been kind of lost in everything that's happening in the world at the moment? So it's Easter at the end of this week.
Yes, it is.
Are you going to give me any chocolate eggs?
Well, I did give a casual mention about that this morning because I assume, unless you've got a decent-sized backyard, the Easter egg hunt would have to happen inside, right?
Well, you never know. Maybe we could do an inside Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd have to happen inside.
Well, Simo, we've got a big hour coming up. can't confirm whether we'll be doing an Easter egg hunt or not.
What I'm saying is it crosses out the need to search outside because you know they're not going to be there.
Oh, I see.
So it's a big time saver.
So what, for kids searching for Easter eggs, it's like outside? No, hot, not going to be there. Let's just go straight to the living room.
Exactly. Hot tip, don't bother.
Also, we've got a big hour coming up. The UK's biggest family have welcomed another baby. The UK's biggest family is just getting bigger and bigger. I can't imagine having this many brothers and sisters. I'll get into how many a little bit later on. But up next, Simo.
Yeah.
I want to talk about we are speaking the English language now.
Are we?
Or are we attempting to speak the English language?
Of course.
But I had a bit of a thought overnight. I want us to try and ditch the English language and go with another one. Because I reckon it sounds better. I'll get into that next.
I've got German up my sleeve. Bit of French. That's about it.
Well, Simo, we'll get into that next because I found another international language which sounds a lot better and a lot sexier, I think.
Espanol.
Not Spanish.
Here's Taxi Ride. Creeping up slowly this morning. Simo and Jordan hanging out right through to 10.
Simo and Jordan.
Hope you're having a good time out there. Don't stop the party, Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, the English language, like, I mean, we're trying to use it at least.
Oh, it's the English language is for basic bitches, really.
It really is. And I reckon, I don't know, with everything that's going in the world at the moment, everyone's, you know, in their home, not really going to work.
Hey, guys.
So that we should maybe, you know, take this time to do a couple of other things so that when we come out of the other side in 6 months' time or whatever it is, you know, we're better.
You're taking a page out of Carrie Bickmore's book. She's trying to learn the piano.
Is it?
Yeah, when she's, you know, because inside and got a lot of time.
Well, I reckon we should all take this time to learn another language and learn another language, which I reckon is English. I don't know, maybe it's just me and I don't want to insult this language.
Yeah.
But it can be a bit boring.
Yes.
Whereas I reckon a language like French.
Ah, oui, oui.
Is a lot kind of sexier. And just, it sounds a lot better, don't you think?
Escargot.
Well, here, so I've got some examples for you. So, like I said, the English language is boring. So let's say that word boring.
Right.
And let's find out what boring is in French.
All right.
Ennuyeux.
I would much prefer that.
Ennuyeux.
I should say at this point, I got all these translations from Google Translate. So if you can't actually speak French, that might not be boring, but it just sounds better, don't you think?
Is
ennuyeux.
That was very, it was almost Schwarzenegger-ish, though. Like him getting punched, like, get to the chopper! And then, like, a Terminator comes out of nowhere, hits him in the gut, and
ennuyeux.
I don't know if you've ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, Mr. I'll Be Back.
Yeah, yeah.
That does not sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger at all.
There you go.
Anyway, what? I don't even know what you're saying.
And what else have we got?
Well, Simo, I got a couple of other English words, translated them into French, and you'll see if we reckon that they're better or not, whether we should do this.
Oh.
The weather outside, I'm just looking outside at the moment. It's a sunny day, but what is sunny day in French?
Journée ensoleillée.
Oh, yes.
I would much prefer to hear you or whoever does the weather saying instead of, oh, it's going to be a sunny day tomorrow, it's going to be a
journée ensoleillée
day tomorrow.
Wow. It is the language. Is it officially the language of love or is that Italian?
I think it's a bit of both.
It's French for the purposes of this.
Yes, for the purpose of the next couple of minutes. I reckon this is going to be language. So what do you reckon, Sir? Do you reckon we have grounds or are you going to stick with English?
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon change it up if you can. I mean, it's quite complicated. It's very slippery and slidey.
I think all languages are a bit complicated, though.
Yeah.
But I reckon it's going to take a lot of work, but I reckon we should give this a go.
I think English is very down the line. See, it's all one tone. where there is a lot of other languages, kind of like, if you listen to that last French word, it's like you're going down a slide at the playground.
Journée ensoleillée.
So much tonal difference.
And Simo, you'll agree, going down slides at the playground are very fun.
Massive. So there we go. A good time.
Well, look, I can tell you're not quite convinced, but so I've got one more word here. This is actually two words.
Okay.
It's something that has been in the news quite a lot recently.
Alrighty, here it is.
Toilette en papier.
I would much rather wipe my bum with toiletier papier over toilet paper.
Toilette en papier.
Any day of the week.
You make a great point. Similarly to escargot.
What's escargot?
Snails.
Is it?
Yeah.
I should have picked that.
That convinced them. It sounds so much better. Calling a snail an escargot sounded so much better, they decided to eat them.
If you're reading a menu and you see snail, no thanks. No, yes. If you're reading a menu, you see escargot, oh, I might give that a go, actually.
Get amongst that for sure.
Simo and Jordan.
Barbara Streisand by Duck Sauce on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
And Simo, I want to talk families. You have two other brothers, so you're one of three?
I'm part of one, yeah.
You're the eldest of three siblings?
Yep, I'm the responsible one, the one that's in charge, takes charge, and no, I haven't been charged by police or anything. So.
I was wondering where you were going then for a second. Well, so you're one of three. I am one of two. I've got one older brother and that's it.
Yeah, you're the youngest.
And I reckon kind of having, you know, one to two siblings, that seems the right amount for me. You know, life's not too crowded, but you still have fun.
Youngest are always the spoiled ones.
Yeah.
The ones that, the parents never tell you, but they love you the most.
I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
Also, the reason I bring up this is because the UK's biggest family, the Radford family, have just had another child.
Oh, good on them. Congrats, guys.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations, yeah. We should say.
Well done.
So they kind of first burst to fame when there was a bit of a documentary done.
Okay. I'm not familiar, so...
Neither was I before this morning, so don't worry.
Right, okay.
So the this documentary was done a couple of years ago when they had 15 children.
15?
That has now gone up.
Okay.
They've got a bit of a cult following on social media.
Wow.
All right, Simo, I've got all the names here. You can count along for how many kids they are.
Right on.
There is Chris, Sophie, Chloe, Jack, Daniel, Luke, Millie, Casey, James, Ellie, Amy, Josh, Max, Tilly, Oscar, Casper, Haley, Phoebe, Archie, Bonnie, plus this new one that was just born a couple of days ago, which is as yet unnamed.
All right. I got... There was a Max.
Yes.
There was an Archie.
Yes. Simo, there was 22. 22. This family, they have 22 children.
Was there a Kate?
There was a Katie.
Oh!
I mean, you're saying random names. You've got a good chance of getting it right.
You do make a good point. I think I'm out, though. Casper was in there.
I'm someone that's rubbish with names at the best of times, let alone when I've got 21 other siblings' names to try and remember.
Classic. The friendly ghost in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's an actual human called Casper that is not like a ghost.
Very cool. They've gone out there with the names. I like it. Busy, though. How old are the parents?
That's the thing. The parents are only in their sort of mid to late 40s.
Wow.
The oldest child, Chris, is 30. The youngest, obviously, just a couple of days ago. So they're very much varying age range.
Wow.
But just imagine that for a second, having 21 siblings running around your home. That must be crazy. Like, I hope they have more than one bathroom at their family home. Otherwise, that would be hectic in the morning.
Okay, so there's 22 kids. What is it, 9 months pregnant?
You're doing the maths now.
That woman.
Some may have been twins or triplets.
Oh,
unconfirmed.
Wow, so she's doubled up on the buns in the oven.
Well, you might have done. I don't know.
Because if they're all singles, that's 198 months pregnant.
Good to see you're using the Google online calculator for a very worthwhile purpose.
Thank you.
But just imagine, like, the birthdays, Christmas time. That must be nuts. You're having to get... hang on. So there's 22 kids. There's 12 months in a year. So on average, there's, roughly about 2 birthdays per month that you have to remember and you have to get gifts for.
Yeah, that's... you'd have to learn to share.
Yeah, 100%. Share everything.
Yeah. So
hang on. You've done some more maths. Here we go. What are you getting now?
I don't know. But either way, it's just a lot of time pregnant. It's 16 years of her life she's spent with another human inside of her.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. I mean, I was going to stick with the traditional pregnant.
Oh, dear.
That's how it all works.
Made it sound like alien a bit there.
You
like,
really did. I didn't want to go there, but I mean.
Shoots out of the stomach.
She's walking around with 16 years with another human inside her.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Just stick with the traditional she's pregnant well, and we'll go with that.
Have you got her name?
Yeah, so her name is Sue, her husband Noel.
All right, Sue, I'm thinking of you, girl. Hats off to you and a whole bunch of other clothing as well once you get bigger and bigger because you have to get bigger clothes.
And good luck remembering all of your children's names.
Yeah, that too. Oh, my goodness.
Simo and Jordan.
Thrown back to the Caesars. Simo and Jordan taking you back to school for an hour. And right now, Jordan, you're set for this?
Well, I don't know what this is,
on
but...
Snow FM, it is another one of my very special top five. All right, so people self-isolating, you know, people at home.
Yes.
All right, so I've got today the top five jobs from home.
Are we talking like jobs that you can do from home or jobs you can do around the house, I think?
Occupations.
Okay, that you can do from home.
Well, yes, that's it. So if, you know, looking for work.
Okay.
Maybe find a job at home.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, number five. It. Here it is. Number five, mayor.
Mayor of your house?
Mayor of your home. Hold some elections. You may need some chocolate bribery. You may need to maybe, what is there, blackmail you can do in your own home?
I mean, I don't think you should be doing blackmail anywhere, whether it's in your own home or not.
Yeah, so hold some elections.
But so mayor of your own home, hold some elections.
That's right, yeah.
What happens if you happen to live by yourself?
You win by default.
What happens if you don't win? That's awkward.
Lose to the goldfish.
This jar of sugar will become the mayor of the house.
You've only got yourself to blame.
Exactly.
Number four, lifeguard/swimming instructor.
Hang on, sorry. Before we get off mayor, I just thought, there's a lot of like political scandals that happened.
Yeah.
Like what was that? Bill Clinton one? Was
oh
it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh, no, I did not have
sexual relations with that woman.
That's right.
It's gonna be awkward to explain if you're living on your own and there's somehow a scandal in your political career.
Well, yeah.
That forces you to not be mayor of your own house.
Unfortunate. Mm. Fido the dog won again.
Anyway, go on. What's the next one?
Number four in the top five, lifeguard/swimming instructor.
This would be, I assume, if you have a bathtub or something like that? Or
just
in general?
Yeah, just making sure that everyone's, you know, has the proper strokes.
You're just there sitting in your lounge room, just on one of those chairs, which is on top of a ladder.
Yeah.
Just kind of making sure that everyone's... Do you have a whistle?
But have you done...
Just
yeah.
if someone runs, no running!
Full get up. So, you know, the white shirt, the white trunks, whistle. And then have you ever done that? Because you can do freestyle on a chair if you
no.
lay on the chair.
Traditionally, freestyle's done in a swimming pool. I've seen the Olympics. I know how this works. They don't just all get on a chair and just...
Go for it.
So you lie on the chair on your stomach.
Yeah.
Kind of with your leg off the chair and
That's
your arms
right.
in front.
So you start kicking.
I mean... The wonderful thing about swimming in water is you happen to move kind of along.
Yeah.
You know, if we take the analogy of the Olympics, you kind of move from one side of the 50-meter pool to the other one. If you're just lying on your stomach on a chair with your arms and legs flailing, I don't know if you're going to go anywhere.
Get a chair, get one of those office ones with the wheels.
Oh, you get a wheelie chair. I didn't think of that.
And siblings come in handy.
Yeah, that might work. Sorry, I just thought like a kitchen chair which doesn't have wheels. Yeah, an office chair, though, that would work, yeah.
Number three in the top five, occupation, health and safety officer. Particularly with the lifeguard scenario and the swimming instructing going on.
I feel like you're doubling up. I mean, they're similar. And now I think about it, a very big part of a mayor's job is to keep everyone safe. So you're kind of doubling them all up here.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. Number two is lollipop lady / crossing monitor.
Again. Go on, what's number one?
Crossing monitor. So just to ensure that people can get from living room to kitchen to bedroom, just making sure there's no traffic.
Because the one thing I hate about my house is all the cars and trucks that just drive straight through the middle of it.
Well, now, sometimes, you know, if you've got a lot of siblings, it might back up the toilet or the shower. So you need to kind of take control of the flow. So if you have one of those lollipop signs, you got to slow, you got to stop, and you just kind of make sure that everyone gets their morning routine done in an orderly fashion.
Well, I mean, that's one way of getting everyone's morning routine done in an orderly fashion.
Move along. Right, and number one, flight attendant.
Okay, Simo, houses don't fly.
No, they don't. But a flight attendant could still point out the exits, the entrances, could still serve you.
You know where the exits are in my house. Yep. I entered through. I've only got one door, the front door in my house. I know where it is.
Same thing when you board a plane.
Good point. Okay, fine. You're so, right, I'm wrong. Sorry, we should all become flight attendants in our own home.
So, yeah, point out the entrances and exits are located here and here. Parachutes are located wherever they are in your house. Same thing with the inflatable dinghies?
Oh, yeah, the slides.
That's right, the slides located over there.
Mm-hmm.
A hot or cold beverage served of your choice.
Okay, Simo, we all agree airline food tastes terrible. I don't want that in my house.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
Simo and Jordan.
That was Pink on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan, 9 minutes off of your 10 o'clock.
And Simo, we talked about yesterday on the show that London is being kind of, because everyone's in lockdown, everyone's in their homes.
Yes.
All the kind of animals from the outskirts are sort of starting to come into the town. A whole lot of deer have kind of taken over a suburb on the outskirts of London.
That's right. And I looked up this hoax as well because there were photos surfacing of other cities where animals were returning.
Hmm.
So in Venice, which is the one with the canals.
Yes.
There is the return of fish. There is the return of swans.
Is this actually a hoax, right?
The hoax was someone started photoshopping dolphins.
Oh, I see.
Inside Venice, which is not happening, but the bird life and the fishies, it's a thing.
Well, Simo, a couple of other towns have kind of had the animals starting to come back into the towns, not just London and Venice.
Yeah.
A town in Wales has been overrun by goats.
Right.
And also Calgary, which I think is in Canada. I'm pretty sure I could be wrong. Has been overrun by deers as well. A herd of deers have made their way into Calgary because everyone's in their house. There's a lot less humans around. There's a lot less activity, a lot less things that would otherwise scare the animals away. So they're kind of coming into the town going, well, this looks nice. We'll just lay here for a little bit.
Or they've been waiting for their moment. As soon as all of us kind of disappeared, they're like, now is the deer's like, now is our moment in the sunshine.
Are you trying to suggest a conspiracy theory?
The deers have been waiting.
The deers have been waiting in the trees. just kind of staring at us.
Are they gone yet?
Oh, look. I've always wanted to go into a supermarket. They've got all of this food in like nicely plastic wrapped things instead of us just eating grass over here. And now this is our chance to go into the supermarket. The deers are in the supermarket and then they go to the meat aisle and see the venison.
Well, that's the problem.
That
aisles
could get awkward.
Well, that and they discover their new kryptonite because deers obviously got lots of natural hunters, right? But its other natural enemy is slippery floors. So those...
Have you done an experiment on this before? How do you know that?
No, because everyone knows this.
Well, I don't... Do they?
Yeah, everyone knows this.
See, I don't just think it's deers that struggle with slippery floors. I think everyone does. Everyone, like, around winter, the floor's a bit icy. No matter if you're a deer or a human, you can still slip over.
I would like to enter one thing into evidence. Exhibit A, Bambi. So Bambi on the ice, right?
Isn't that like a stage show?
It's a Disney animation.
Oh, Disney. Okay. But there is Disney on ice. So does Bambi do the Disney ice skating thing on ice?
It's irrefutable evidence that they cannot deal with slippery floors.
I don't think the hooves were designed for ice skating. I'm not going to lie.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.